This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. Good afternoon, I'm Maria Chaleos, and today for Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. A much calmer situation at Granger High School now, hours after the Granite School District says an argument involving a gel pellet gun left three students with minor injuries and two other students in police custody. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera, who is outside the school with details. Eric?
Maria, Granite Police credit their on-site officer that saw it all unfold and noticed a suspicious vehicle circling the high school parking lot at the first lunch break around 11:45. That car then approached three students around the south entrance of the lot. That's when two suspects got out of the vehicle and shot them with what police say was an Orbeez pellet gun. One student was hit in the neck, another on the shoulder and in the back, leaving minor welts on their skin. Police say those suspects attempted to flee but were apprehended by Granite PD off campus. Three students with minor injuries refused medical treatment. Two of the student suspects, whose school they attend is unknown at this time, could potentially face serious administrative correction action and criminal charges, according to Granite Police. Reporting outside Granger High, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The school did not go into lockdown after this all went down in the parking lot, and the school district is defending that decision. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe continues our team coverage.
Granite School District spokesperson Ben Horsley says they knew immediately that there was no danger to students or the public.
If, in fact, we knew whether an actual weapon was involved, perhaps a shelter-in-place or a lockout scenario where we secure the campus, school is able to proceed as normal, we direct the kids inside the building, that may have been appropriate, but again, we knew that we were dealing with a suspected toy gun here.
Horsley says they did have one parent question the decision. He also says he's grateful for Granite Police's quick response because even though it was a toy gun, he says they take these things very seriously. He did not know, though, what charges would be filed. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Lehigh High School is providing details about a situation where the school was placed on secure protocol this morning. The school says their school resource officer received a tip about a threat towards a student. The police and administration put the school on secure protocol, meaning students remained in their classrooms while the situation was investigated. The protocol has been lifted, as the Lehigh Police Department says there was no imminent threat and classes will continue as normal. State Board of Education is addressing the confusion over how to inform students about the controversial bathroom bill. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the update.
This comes after pushback at the Salt Lake City School District, where school leaders had originally been asked to give presentations to K through 12 students on which bathrooms they should be using. Some, including other districts, believe public presentations were not appropriate and students who were impacted should be talked with on an individual basis. The state board put out a statement this morning saying the districts were not given any guidance from them or the state legislature on how to implement the bill.
The statement went on to say that districts were left to decide for themselves how best to communicate the requirements listed in the bill. More than 27,000 people applied for the Utah Fits All Voucher Scholarship Program. Only 10,000 students will ultimately get it. Director of Utah Education Fits All nonprofit Robin Bagley says while 37% of the students won't get a scholarship, the demand for it is heartening.
We're confident that this demonstration of demand by parents will encourage our legislative body to continue to increase that program to meet the demand.
Utah Education Fits All is not directly associated with the Utah Fits All Voucher Program and is not involved in the scholarship decision-making process. KSL's top national story. Police say no survivors have been found after a large plane crashed in Alaska.
Just south of the Fairbanks Airport, Alaska State Troopers say a Douglas DC-4, a World War II era plane, crashed. Dispatchers told responding firefighters
that the aircraft is down. There's a loud explosion.
The audio from Broadcastify, the FAA says two people were on board the plane. Older planes like the DC-4 are often used in Alaska to get cargo and people into remote airfields. Alex Stone, EBC News.
In an historic decision, the Federal Trade Commission has banned non-compete agreements. This means companies can no longer stop their employees from taking jobs with competitors.
The Federal Trade Commission says one in five Americans are subject to a non-compete, a rule the group decided to end today. The FTC says getting rid of non-competes will raise wages, create thousands of new businesses, and increase innovation. There is one exception for what's called senior executives who already have non-competes and make more than $150,000 a year. The rule takes effect in 180 days that could be pushed back if lawsuits are filed. Perry Russom, ABC News, Washington.
We'll hear more about this from our legal analyst, Greg Skordas, in just a few minutes. KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
Delays continue southbound I-15 in Weber County between 31st Street and Ogden down to Roy. If you're headed northbound on I-15, slow down South Salt Lake to the North Interchange. But after that, looking at a good drive through Davis County. And slowing southbound on I-215's west belt from 12th North down to Taylorsville. And we also have an accident near 7th North. It's out of traffic over to the right shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 5:06. The first witness in former President Trump's hush money trial was back on the stand today. David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, told prosecutors that he would squash any negative stories about the former president. ABC's Olivia Rubin has more.
He walked the jury through the first time that he ever caught and killed a story for Donald Trump. It was in late 2015, and it was a doorman who worked at Trump Tower was shopping a false story that Donald Trump had fathered an illegitimate child with a maid at Trump Tower. And you can sort of see Donald Trump's face, his head is shaking as he's sitting at the defense table when Pecker first says what that allegation is.
Court will resume Thursday morning. Google has fired over 50 employees for protesting the company's business with Israel. The source of contention is Project Nimbus, a cloud computing software that Google sells to the Israeli government. Google's CEO has spoken out against the protests, saying that he wants no politics in the workplace. After Google's mass firing, many were left wondering, what are workers' rights?
If you're working there and you protest it, you can expect that there would be some level of retribution from your employer saying, look, you know, you're not following our company's policies and procedures. Maybe you have your friends or someone else protest, but if you do it yourself, you're probably going to be in their crosshairs of their HR department, and you're probably going to lose your job.
KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas tells David Dujanovic that you have to know what your employer's rules are before you take any action. Maryland's governor says four commercial channels in the Port of Baltimore are expected to open by the end of the week.
Three of these channels are already open, one with a controlling depth of 11 feet, one with a controlling depth of 10 feet, one with a controlling depth of 20 feet.
Governor Wes Moore says $9 million in state support has been approved to help 1,500 people whose jobs were affected by the Key Bridge collapse. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky?
A delayed drive southbound on the West Belt from 12th North down through West Valley. And again, as you go eastbound on the South Belt, Redwood Road to the I-15 junction. We do have traffic improving on the 201. It's still busy westbound between I-15 and the West Belt, but the slower speeds are from Bangor to Magna, and southbound I-15 jammed up from 9th South to Bluffdale. Mark?
It's been way backed up on Redwood Road this afternoon. Bluffdale struggling well down into Saratoga Springs to Pioneer Crossing, 2100 North Lehigh, Main Street, and Pioneer Crossing, all getting heavy from the freeway out towards where you hop onto SR 73 headed for Eagle Mountain. Out west, it's been very heavy. Lake Point to just after Mills Junction on SR 36. Steve.
Northbound 215's West Side Belt, pretty busy right now from 9 South up to 700 North. Got a crash in the mix on the southbound side at 700 North. Delays back to 1700 North. We have delays on North 15 out of down. If you're downtown Salt Lake City, if you're leaving into Davis, Weber, or Boxhiller counties, pretty good drive there with full speeds. But delays on southbound 15 persist from Ogden down to Sunset. Did you know simple maintenance rejuvenates your asphalt roof for 30 to 50% longer? Don't wait for a disaster. Call the Masters at MasterRoofingUtah.com to schedule your free assessment today. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, we're looking at mostly sunny skies with temperatures in the low 70s. We're going to stay there through 6, 7, and even 8 o'clock. Upper 60s by 9, mid-60s by 10, and low 60s by 11. Ultimate lows will bottom out in the low 50s. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
KSL News Time 512. Disgraced former Representative George Santos has ended his campaign for Congress. Santos was expelled from Congress late last year and has been running for his previous seat as an independent. Now, he posted his withdrawal on X this afternoon, saying he hasn't given up on the race. He has just stopped pursuing the seat for this year. One of the stories that we are following on the 5 o'clock report this Saturday, the Natural History Museum of Utah, the Hogle Zoo, Tracy Aviary are teaming up for the City Nature Festival. KSL News Radio's Emma Keddington has details.
The City Nature Festival is an outdoor event where people can explore the outdoors and learn all about Utah's wildlife from experts. Another part of this is the City Nature Challenge, where over 600 cities across the country document biodiversity in city spaces. This year, Utah will participate as Team Wasatch, with a goal of recording more than 5,000 observations in 4 days. Anyone can join this effort by simply taking a photo of anything living in Utah and submitting it on the app iNaturalist.
The festival itself will be at Tracy Aviary's Jordan River Nature Center this Saturday from 10 to 2. They are marketed as a lower-priced alternative to payday loans, but some popular apps may be a lot more expensive than they seem.
Earned wage access apps are marketed as a way to help cash-strapped people get money between paydays. Supporters say they can help those who live paycheck to paycheck, often those making $50,000 a year or less, balance their budget. However, many consumer advocates say the fees involved make the apps not much different from payday loans. Congress is looking into a bill to regulate the apps, and some states have already taken steps to limit the fees. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Trending on social media, calling all Barbies. The Barbie Truck Dreamhouse Living Tour is rolling to Salt Lake City this Saturday. The Dreamhouse truck is barbified. It's a barbified van, and it contains a multitude of Barbie merch, including t-shirts, jackets, blankets, even Barbie bowls. Now, the van has been traveling all over the country in honor of the 60th anniversary of the creation of Barbie's Dreamhouse. The van will roll into the Fashion Play Small Courtyard this Saturday from 10 to 7. KSL News Time 515. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Granite School District is defending not going into lockdown at Granger High today, saying they knew immediately that a shooting in the parking lot involved just a toy gun and was not a threat. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, Heber City officials have shut off the water for residents from Main Street to 400 East and south of Center Street after a water main break. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Scanners calling out a new crash downtown, State Street at 200 South, and a crash in Murray. This is northbound I-15 at the I-215 junction, the south interchange, but it's already out of traffic on the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny and warm today and tomorrow, but thunderstorms are in the forecast. I'm Kevin Eubank.
72 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A multi-state manhunt for a former school resource officer accused in a long list of crimes, including the kidnapping of his own son, has ended.
Daria, it's unfolding right now. Police thought former officer Elias Weezar might have headed toward Mexico. In the end, he was found in Oregon, but heading south on Interstate 5, accused of child rape, and on Monday allegedly killed his ex-wife, his girlfriend, and kidnapped their one-year-old son. In a dramatic ending within the last hour, police say he was found driving near Eugene, Oregon. At the end of the chase, Weezar shot himself in the head and died. His one-year-old child, Roman Santos, has been found safe in the car. Daria.
ABC's Alex Stone. Prosecutors in Donald Trump's hush money trial today urged Judge Juan Merchan to hold the former president in contempt of court for social media posts they say violate a gag order preventing him from attacking witnesses. The judge is yet to rule, and Mr. Trump once again today railed against a witness during an interview with ABC affiliate WPVI.
Well, Michael Cohen is a convicted liar, and he's got no credibility whatsoever. He was a lawyer, and you rely on your lawyers, but Michael Cohen was a convicted liar. He was a lawyer for many people, not just me.
Cohen is expected to testify in the trial. He pleaded guilty to federal charges related to his role in the payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. The FAA and the NTSB will investigate the crash of a transport plane today on a river near the airport in Fairbanks, Alaska. Attorney General Merrick Garland speaking today at the first ever gun violence summit.
We are deploying strike forces to dismantle every link in illegal trafficking networks.
from wherever illegal guns originate to wherever they are used to commit violent crime.
He addressed a crowd of law enforcement officers and families whose lives have been impacted by gun violence. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The Federal Trade Commission voted today to ban for-profit U.S. employers from making employees sign non-compete clauses. Joining me live is KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas. So, Greg, how is this going to work for like people who have contracts that have non-compete clauses?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, Maria. And I was going through the FTC's ruling, and it voids them. So except in very few circumstances, and those are for sort of your high-level executives, even competing, not existing non-compete agreements are banned now. So anyone, an employee who has a non-compete agreement can rely on this and assume that it is no longer in force. They've been in effect for a long time. We've really, even in Utah, we're sort of ahead of the curve because our court has already dialed them back significantly, and the legislature has done the same thing. But now the Federal Trade Commission has jumped in and said, no, non-compete agreements are void.
So why? What is their hope by doing this?
Just the whole idea that you free up the marketplace. Because a non-compete agreement, Maria, would usually mean that someone in a particular industry, and actually the media is one of the biggest ones, they leave their job, they want to go somewhere else, and by non-compete agreement, they're banned from working for a competitor for, say, a year or 2 years or something like that, which really hurts competition, it hurts employment, it hurts people who are really ready to move up and move ahead and increase their job skills. And I think the FTC say no. Competition should be open, it should be fair, and people should be able to pursue other careers, and maybe their employer should pay them more to keep them around instead of having them tied into a non-compete agreement.
Yeah, you mentioned a lot of media people are have non-compete clauses, but how many people are actually impacted?
Oh, it looks like the numbers here are in the 30 million workers. Okay. The FTC estimates that there are 30 million workers. One in five Americans are currently subject to a non-compete. That means 30 million non-compete agreements are now null and void. It doesn't go into effect for 120 days, and employers might, you know, scramble to do some other changes and tweaks. But right now, the FTC's ruled that those are going to be banned in the future.
All right, Greg, thanks for bringing us up to date.
You bet.
That is KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas joining us. KSL News Time 519, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky?
Northbound delays on I-15 go from rounding the point of the mountain up to Bangor Highway, a little bit in Sandy, but then full-on slowdowns from Murray to the 6th South exit. Southbound to I-15 jammed up from 9th South to Bluffdale, westbound on the 201. It's slow from I-15 to the West Belt, and again, just after Bangor into Magna. Also, some slowing eastbound on the South Belt, Redwood Road to I-15. Mark?
Well, off the freeway and onto the streets has been the most backed up traffic down in Utah County. Redwood Road struggles, Bluffdale down well into Saratoga Springs to Pioneer Crossing, 2100 North Lehigh Main Street, and Pioneer Crossing all coming west from the freeway, very backed up. And then out west, it's been very heavy. Lake Point down to Mills Junction on SR36. And in Utah County on I-15, normal delays north and southbound between Lehigh and Orem. Steve?
Now we're hearing of a car versus motorcycle accident right now. This is on 3rd North at 1300 West. Another crash, 2nd South and State Street to deal with. Salt Lake PD on scene there. Heavy traffic on southbound Foothill continues from Macara Way out to 21st South. You've got northbound 15 delays, thick and busy under the speed limit from downtown into North Salt Lake. Delays on southbound I-15 persist as well from Ogden to Sunset and the West Side Belt. Northbound 215 delays from California Avenue and a crash on the southbound side at 700 North. Burdock Hyundai, home of Tucson SEL, lease for only $375. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Beautiful sunshine and mild temperatures today, and it looks to stick around for one more day. Then the changes will arrive. Look for highs in the upper 70s and low 80s on our Wednesday under mostly sunny conditions. Series of storms will evolve and move through on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We're looking at scattered thunderstorms, valley rain, highs crash into the 50s, lows into the 40s, and the weather stays pretty unsettled all the way through the first half of the weekend. Clouds continue on Sunday with a high of 63. We're back to 70 and partly cloudy Monday, low 70s and sunshine next Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Yes, unsettled. That's what happens in the spring. Sunny, 73 degrees right now in downtown Salt Lake City. 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Stay with us straight ahead. Markets did very well today. A complete update coming your way.